6.8b, Discovery Request for Admissions. Remember that in the textbook we have strategies and techniques that are really laid out for you. You can get a lot of your work done by just paying attention to the questions that are formed there. Also, make sure in the discussion points that you try to answer those to make sure you're understanding the process. It'll really help you. And it's not a lot of information. It's not like it's going to take you days to read this. It's going to take an hour to get through a section at most, maybe 30 minutes actually for just a section on interrogs or just a section on requests for admissions. And then those should give you some ideas in terms of actually drafting your documents, and pay specific attention to the techniques that we mentioned, because those are strategies that we got from working as paralegals, working with some very good attorneys. So keep that in mind. Also, by the way, we have examples of these documents in the textbook as well as on the within the writing labs. So you can get some hints there. You might even be able to pick up a few questions there. Nothing wrong with that. So make sure you read this page before you start to draft it. Try the commonly asked questions. We also have a demonstration, including a few comments before the demonstration of the discovery documents. But after you read that introduction, click on the demonstration, and it'll show you how these documents look, how they're set up, the techniques that are used, and so forth. Further down the web page, we have possible answers to the discussion points from the textbook and the writing lab at the bottom of the page, the link to the writing lab. Make sure you use that. It will make your job a lot easier. One other point about requests for admissions. This should take about, I'm guessing, an hour to an hour and a half to create. But if you want to make your life easier, go back to your interrogatories and ask yourself, okay, how can I change that question that's in the interrogatory into a statement? So instead of saying, for instance, what time did you arrive at the bar on the evening of June 16th, 2016? That could be stated as, admit or deny that you arrived at the bar at some point between 9 and 10 p.m. on the night of, and then give the date and so forth. So look at your questions. Think to yourself, how could I turn this into an answer that will have to be admitted or denied? The thing about the request for admissions, they're incredibly powerful. And if you've read the text yet, you'll know they're probably my favorite form of discovery. Because you have to answer those if you're the opposing party. You have to admit it, or you have to deny it, or basically you have to say that you don't know the answer to it, or come up with some reason, and that can affect the credibility of the other party. It's a really powerful tool. So only use it to ask questions about the most important aspects of the litigation. So go back and look at those questions and in the interrogatories and find the most important ones and try to rephrase them as statements that have to be admitted or denied. A very, very powerful discovery tool.